This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Master and Creator. He is the one who is most deserving of all of our praise and our gratitude. And we bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final of all the prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an advised and commanded and reminded us to have taqwa of Him. Just as He commanded and advised and reminded the nations before us. The people of the book, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah says, we have given advice and recommendation and commandment to those who have been given the book before you and you as well. That you have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you fear the displeasure and the anger of Allah. And you do whatever you can is in your ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protect yourself from ever falling into a position where you will earn His displeasure. That is taqwa, to be mindful and to be aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, and He sent and selected from amongst them messengers. اللَّهُ يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah tells us in the Qur'an that He chooses and selects and prefers from amongst the angels and from amongst people, messengers. That they come to their people and they remind them of where they came from, what their purpose of in this life is, and where they will go after they die. And this is something we have to constantly be reminded of. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messenger after messenger after messenger. And from amongst these messengers are some that were preferred and their stories were mentioned to us more than others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, istifa of the preference and the selection that He gave to Adam and Nuh and the children of Ibrahim, etc. The verse continues. So there were some prophets that are mentioned more in the Qur'an than others. They are known as Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. There are five prophets that are mentioned and described as being prophets and messengers of strength. Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so amongst them is Isa ibn Maryam. Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, the son of Maryam. His story is mentioned in many places in the Qur'an. The story of his mother is mentioned dozens of times in the Qur'an. Their names come over and over in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed in their lives are great lessons for us to reflect upon. Before we talk about Isa, we have to talk about his mother. But before we talk about his mother, we have to talk about her mother. And Allah tells us about her mother in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3. In one of the most detailed passages where we hear about the mother of Maryam. Imra'atu Imran, the wife of Imran. She was pregnant. And she took an oath, she took a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. She called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she said, I am dedicating this child that I am carrying now to be in your service, O Allah. Accept this commitment from me and this child from me, O Allah. You see, in those days they had houses of worship, like we do, a place where people would worship. And from time to time, they would dedicate some of their family members to be in service of this place of worship. To dedicate their lives to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in service of this place that was constructed and that was dedicated for the remembrance of Allah. And this position was usually fulfilled by sons, boys. And so when the mother of Maryam, the wife of Imran, gave birth to the child that she gave birth to, it was a daughter. It was a female. That's not what she was expecting. And she said, إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. She was surprised. I was intending to have a son because those are usually the people that would take upon this position of being in service of the house. And it's a girl. But she was not going to go back on her oath. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Males and females are not alike. They are created with different qualities and different abilities and different strengths. But she remained firm and committed to her oath and her commitment and her promise to Allah. And she raised this child with that dedication in mind. Here we can take a short pause. What type of intention and what type of aspiration and dream and hope and commitment do we have as parents or as future parents to the children that Allah will bless us with? Many parents have very lofty intentions. An average parent here with us today will aspire that their son or their daughter be an accomplished doctor or someone accomplished in one career or another. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem arises when there is a lack or there is a deficiency or there is an absence within that intention and that desire when it comes to their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two don't need to be contradictory. You can hope and wish for your child to be the most accomplished in whatever career they decide to pursue. But why must that be at the expense of how they value their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it need to be at the expense of that? No, it doesn't. But the problem is that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for a parent to have that lofty of an aspiration. It's easier to just push the child to go to school and get good grades and get a good job and there you go. That's not that difficult. And I don't mean to belittle any efforts of any parent. Just the idea of being a parent is already challenging enough. But the idea is that this mother of Maryam, her biggest hope and aspiration for this child of hers was that they be in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we can take a profound lesson from that as well. That what kind of dua are you making? And by the way, this dream of hers is before the child is born. She didn't even know whether it was going to be a boy or a girl yet. But the mother of Maryam had this dream and this hope for her child. Sometimes parents will have this dream and their hope after the child is born and they have a personality and they've already figured out what they want to be when they grow up. But the mother of Maryam was ahead of the game, on top of things. Before even this child comes out of her womb, she is firmly dedicated upon this goal and this objective. That I want this child to be close to Allah. I want this child to be special. Why? Because they are in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In worship and in obedience. So, Maryam is born and she is taught and she is raised in this environment with her mother and her father and her uncle. Who is her uncle? Zakariya alayhi salam. He is an uncle to Maryam. She is put, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. She is put under the care of Zakariya, who is also who? Zakariya is also a Nabi. He is also a prophet. So she is growing up under the care of Nabi, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she follows this path in life of servitude and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some signs. There are some interesting things happening in the life of Maryam. Zakariya enters upon her. And he finds that she has some rizq, some sustenance. And he is surprised to see it there. Because he's the one taking care of her. Who brought you this? I didn't bring this to you, O Maryam. قَالَتْ وَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She said, this is from Allah. This was a karama. This was something special for Maryam that she was blessed with. That she would, it is mentioned, the scholars say that the fruits or the plants that would grow in the summertime, he would find them with her in the wintertime. And those that are unique and seasonal in the wintertime, he finds them with her in the summertime. That's very strange. You know, nowadays that's not strange to us, because we go to the supermarket and everything is always available. Because they use all kinds of different methods to make sure that we are having whatever we desire, whenever we desire. But in those days, you can only grow what would grow in that season. And now certain nutritionists are saying that's very healthy for you and that's good for you. So, alhamdulillah, we've come full circle after how many centuries. So he finds this rizq. Where did you get this from, Maryam? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She affirms that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This inspired Zakariya. Even though he was already a Nabi, he was already a prophet. But seeing this and hearing this response from her inspired him to make dua for something that he was longing and something that he wanted and he needed, but he had not been given. Offspring. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At that moment, Zakariya turned to Allah. Because he was reminded that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will bless and give to whomever He wills, and it's not difficult for Allah. It does not decrease from the might or the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to the dua of anyone that is making dua and asking whatever they want. But the idea is that we ask from Allah, and here is another pause. Maryam is now teaching us, as she inspired and reminded the Prophet of Allah, Zakariya, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we turn to Him for our needs and our wants. And we make sure that as we are turning to Allah, we are doing everything we can to be in His pleasure. And so that our dua will be responded to. And when we find ourselves relying upon other than Allah, we snap out of it. And we remind ourselves that Allah is the one who created us. And Allah is the one who created whatever it is that we want. So why not turn to Him? I am reminded of a statement of Ibn al-Qayyim that I heard from one of my teachers, and I recently heard it from a dear friend of mine. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, in a beautiful, very concise and comprehensive statement, but extremely powerful, something that we should keep in front of our eyes at all times. He said, إِنَّ قَلْبَ مَنِ الْتَفَتَّ إِلَيْهِ بِيَدِي مَنْ أَعْرَضْتَ عَنْهِ. He said, the heart of one, the heart of that individual or that person that you are longing so much to please and to get some benefit from, their heart is within the hand of the one that you have turned away from. We may want something from another individual. Maybe it is some type of wealth or some type of sustenance, or maybe it is their pleasure and their approval or their attention. But that very person that we are yearning for, they don't have control over their own heart. Their heart is in the hand of the one that we have turned away from, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of turning so much to this individual person's heart and trying to please them and impress them, Why don't we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one in whose hand is their heart and mine and everybody else's? That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes when he would take an oath, when he would want to swear, he would say that I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over our hearts and our souls. So Maryam taught us a lesson here at this point, that we stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the taqwa of Allah, and with the closeness to Allah, and with the obedience of Allah, rizq will come from places you didn't even know. And by the way, we need to get out of the mindset of translating rizq as currency or money. That's something that our imagination has gotten into the habit of turning to. And that's very, very, we have limited something that is so vast. The rizq of Allah is so vast. When we only think about wealth, we have limited it. The rizq of Allah is much more vast than that. So Maryam is there and she's receiving these signs. Something is special about her. The angels come to Maryam alayhi salam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. The angels come to her and say, "Oh Maryam, you have been preferred and purified. You're pure and preferred over the women of the world." She's a very special woman. And think even back to her origins, what that commitment of her mother was. يَا مَرْيَمُ اُقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. So now the command comes. What should you do, O Maryam? Now that you've been preferred and elevated and purified, you're so special, what should you do? Society teaches us, if you got it, flaunt it. That's what we learn in our culture now. If you're special, then you should, you know, spread your feathers like a peacock. But when the angels told Maryam, you're special and you're pure, what did they command her to do next? اُقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Be in worship of your Lord. Be humble. Bow down. Prostrate. This is what happens when a person is special in the eyes of Allah. When a person wants to be special in the eyes of people, they won't be very much. So she goes and she removes herself from people and dedicates herself for some time in the worship of Allah. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. We go now to Surah Maryam, the chapter that was named after her. Allah tells us, make mention of Maryam. When she, إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. She moved away from her people a little bit to be in the service, to be in ibadah, in worship. And it was when she was there, all alone, far away from her people, the angel comes to her in the form of a man. Jibreel comes in the form of a bashar, a human being. And so when she sees this, automatically, I mean, what would you do if you're all alone? And somebody, a strange man comes in front of you. You would be worried. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She says, I seek refuge in the most merciful from you. Now if you're really a person who is fearing of God, you're going to stay away and not harm me. He responded to her, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ. I'm not here to harm you, Maryam. I am here as a messenger from your Lord. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. To give you the gift from Allah, to gift to you the news of a pure child, a son. What's Maryam's first response? Worry, fear, anxiety. Why? She is not in any relationship with any man. She has no husband, she's not in any relationship with any man. So if she now comes forward with a son, what are people going to say about her? What kind of rumor is going to spread about her? She is concerned about her honor and her dignity. So she is told, don't worry. Don't worry. Eventually she gives birth. And who does she give birth to? A messenger of Allah, Isa ibn Maryam. The angels tell her, he will be wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah wa min al muqarrabin. This son of yours is not just any son. This is going to be a son that has karama, that has dignity, that has honor, not only in this dunya, but in the akhirah, and will be from those that are close to Allah. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. And you know something special, Maryam, about this son of yours? He will speak to people when he is an infant. And so Maryam, eventually the time comes for her to give birth. And she gives birth to the son, and that was a difficult experience. She's all alone. gives birth to the son. And she is given more instructions. When people come to you, questioning, suspicious, looking at you in weird ways, asking you, what have you done, O Maryam? Then tell them that you are fasting. You are fasting from speech. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. And صَوْم here is used in the linguistic meaning. Meaning, حِبَاس, meaning حَبْس, to hold back. Hold back from what? Hold back from speaking. Maryam, you don't have to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a messenger who will defend your honor. Her own son, Isa, who speaks from infancy. A miracle. Something people haven't seen before. But what does Isa say? The people come to Maryam. Suspicious, inquisitive. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ She points to him. What are you pointing to him for? Why are you pointing to the baby? قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّ What are you doing pointing to a baby? You can't speak to a baby that's in their little cradle. What's wrong with you? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Isa then responded and spoke. Why was she pointing to him? Because that's what she was commanded to do. And so that baby, that messenger of Allah said, of all the things that he could say, of all the things that Allah inspired him to say, oh, my mother is innocent, my mother is pure, I was born a miraculous birth. No, he didn't say any of that. Two words. Inni abdullah. I am a abd of Allah. I am a servant of Allah. That's what he said. And that was enough to set the record straight. Before even he could say, I am a messenger for Allah, I am Rasulullah, Nabiullah. No. Abdullah. Allah is teaching us in the Qur'an, in many places, that the highest station a person can have is to be a abd of Allah. In this dunya amongst people, in the socio-economic spectrum, the lowest a person can be is when they're enslaved to someone else. Horrible. But in the eyes of Allah, when a person is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning under the will and the command of Allah, obedience to Allah, that is the highest station and level that any person can have. And that's how Isa set the record straight. And that's how all of the Anbiya came. All of the prophets and messengers that we believe in and that we love, they came to make this statement. That we are abd of Allah. We are here to obey Allah. Don't get distracted with all of these things that you've gotten distracted in your life. Remain focused and seek this status in life. Seek this position and this title of being in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Repent to Allah for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us such beautiful stories like the story of Isa and the story of his mother and the story of her mother in many places in the Quran. Today we were able to take a few pauses and extract just a few lessons from the life of this blessed family. And from the life of this messenger, Isa alayhi salam. And we can speak about him and of all the prophets and messengers for many, many hours. But as many people are seemingly reminded of Isa in these days, let us also be reminded about what Allah told us about Isa alayhi salam. Just like many of the messengers before him, Isa alayhi salam brought people the message of Tawheed. But many people disbelieved in him. And even a plot was drawn to kill him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up to him. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا Allah says, with certainty, he was not killed. But Isa alayhi salam was raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our beloved messenger alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that at the end of time, Isa alayhi salam will return and will set the record straight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an has told us of the dialogue that will take place between Isa and Allah on the Day of Judgment. When Allah will ask Isa, did you and your mother call people to worship you other than me? And Isa alayhi salam says, no. You know, O Allah, what I called people to. Had I said that to people, you would have known it. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Isa says, I didn't tell them to do anything except what you commanded me to tell them. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So let us learn the stories of our prophets and our messengers. And let us increase in our love for them. Isa alayhi salam was the last of messengers of Bani Israel. After him came Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are blessed to be from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with him and with all of the prophets and messengers in the highest levels of Jannah. Allah has commanded us, just as he has begun himself and commanded the angels, to send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Please be reminded that tonight we do have our family Friday night program as usual, and that will begin after Salatul Isha, which is at 7:30. And tonight I will have the blessing to be with you all, and we will be continuing our discussion on the tafsir of the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah that we began many weeks ago. So we will continue that. We would love to see all of you there with us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah al-'azim al-jalil yadhkurkum washkuruhu على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.